You see, he brings them perfectly together. When something doesn't go your way, you're surprised. First of all, why didn't it work? This was the nature of this stuff. This was supposed to be like this. What is supposed to be like what? You are supposed to be what? Do you know that? Or you are what you are, or you are what you are told, and your illusion will help you to go towards something. What are you supposed to be?
But I thought you were.
These are the points that he's making. You say, listen, when it doesn't go your way, and you're a realist person, you're looking for the problem outside. Look at the guy. He's talking as if he is playing no role in this. And he is the responsible fellow, right? He's the guy who is killing the people, burning the people. He's the jealous, selfish son of a gun. But he doesn't look at himself now. Why? He didn't go his way. That's the problem with personal effort. Really?
The fire said, I am the same, O idolater. Come in, thou mayst feel my heat. My nature and element have not changed. I am the sword of God, and by leave I cut. Meaning leave.
This by leave I cut is very fishy. Because in Persian he will say my nature and my elements has not changed. I'm the sword of God and I'm cutting by the order coming from him.
That's true.
Which means order from God and something else, remember? The plan, the program of the day, planning and everything. That's dastur as well. Means your plan for the future is dastur, and order coming from above is dastur. I am the sword of God and I will cut with dastur. Both the order and the duty I have in this existence.
Does cut also mean have anything to do with the sword?
This cutting actually is something Rumi talked about before. Remember he said, I have this diamond, I'm like this diamond sword, if you don't have a shield, don't come, because I will cut it off. This is splitting the good and bad, judging, judgment, right? The fire will say, I am the judgment from God, and I will burn the people by his order. Means I don't burn everyone. I burn the people that he wants me to burn. You come in, I'll burn you. This lady and these people, he doesn't want me to burn. I don't have the order. I don't have the permission. It's not in my program and plan to burn these people. But I can burn you. That's what this is all about. Like the dog beside the tent of these nomads, which will bite all the foreigners, but not the inhabitant of the tent. Yes?
The Turkoman dogs fawn at the tent door before the guest. But if anyone having the face of a stranger pass by the tent, he will see the dogs rushing at him like lions.
So, me too, as a fire, I will rush towards the sinners, the non-pure people, to burn them. Yes?
I am not less than a dog in devotion, nor is God less than a Turkoman in life. If the fire of your nature...
This is not the fire talking yet. Now the fire gets quiet, Rumi talks. Because he remembers something in here. Wants to mention some fire that you don't like and it's good for you. Again, we go to that existence and non-existence. There are things that are good for you and you don't like it, there are things that are bad for you and you like it, right? He wants to talk about that to you because the thing that you don't like even slightly is the sorrow, sadness, right? And sorrow and sadness is the key to other dimensions. This is the problem. Really, he was saying.
If the fire of your nature make you suffer pain, it burns by command of the Lord of Judgment.
Mm-hmm.
If the fire of your nature give you joy, the Lord of Religion puts joy therein.
It's not religion here, it's din. And din is way, path. Yes?
When you feel pain, ask pardon of God. By command of the Creator is pain operative.
Uh-huh. Here you could read it two ways in Persian. You could read it this way. چون که غم بینی تو استغفار کن غم به امر خالق آمد. And you could read it غم به امر خالق آمد کار کن. And there will be two different translations over there. The second one will be the way you pronounced it in English way. Means this sorrow, when the sorrow came, you should realize that you did something bad and the sorrow came to you to change you. So go back to God. This sorrow has came here with the command of God for you to work, to make you work. The other meaning is this sorrow is working here because of the God's command. You see two different meanings over there, and both are valid. He's talking about both of them. First of all, is the first one, that you see sorrow. What is sorrow? Sorrow is a very potent source of energy in you. Because when you do something and that doesn't go, you will try again in something else. You are sorry because of the failure over there, but you are motivated to do it again. So the sorrow is working for you. This is one way to look at it. The other one is, God will send sorrow to you because you have to work. And if you don't have the sorrow, you won't work. When you're happy, what do? Nothing. But happiness for you is when you do nothing. What are you laughing at? All the animals are like this. They are happy when they don't have to do anything. All the animals dream about laying down on Acapulco. So, look at the sorrow differently, because sorrow is a gauge that will connect you. So appreciate the sorrow. Yes?
When he pleases, pain itself becomes joy. Bondage itself becomes freedom.
This is something that is a little bit complicated. Let's leave it for the next time. Because you will say, you know what's the joy? The sorrow. The sorrow will turn around to be the joy. Because it's the other side of the coin. When he wants, he will turn it around. Suddenly, you are happy about something that you're not supposed to be happy. Did you get that? It's easy. You're not happy about giving. You're happy by grabbing and taking. Giving is negative to you. When you want, suddenly you enjoy the giving and you realize that the joy in the giving has nothing to do with that satisfaction by taking. Because when you receive, your animal is satisfied. I don't call it joy. Animals are not joyful. Are they? Have you ever seen One of them going crazy, going around dancing in the street and doing this, Roman will do that. The animal could be momentarily satisfied only. It has time. For food is about 4 hours, for sex is less than a week. It will go away, no matter what. A satisfied animal is a non-satisfied animal a couple of hours later. It's almost like that. So satisfaction is not really stuff, and satisfaction has decreased. But the joy, when you realize the joy in the giving, is permanent. It's something different. That's the thing that you should realize. For you, that joy of giving is non-existence. Joy? No. I know there is some pleasure in receiving. This thing for you exists, the other doesn't, and it's reversed. Just like that. So we'll let it for the next week, inshallah. Let's hear all this in Persian.